Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we thank you for this precious opportunity to come together with fellow believers. We thank you for this opportunity to come boldly to the throne of grace, to come into your presence tonight. And we don't have to come cowardly and unafraid. And we thank you, Father God, that as we yield, each one of us, to the unction and direction of the Holy Spirit, our hearts are ready to receive what you have to say tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the anointing that destroys every yoke of bondage that might hold us in any way. Every bit of darkness will be dispelled. Every bit of sickness and disease has to leave our bodies, which are the temple of the Holy Ghost. We're in your presence, Lord. We're in your presence, Lord. And we thank you, your word says, in your presence is fullness of joy. And your word says, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Your word says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of your might. So we thank you, Lord, that we're in good company tonight. Precious, powerful, anointed company tonight. Of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit and fellow believers. We say, not our will, but your will be done tonight. Not one of us will leave unchanged in Jesus' name. Something about us, something about even down to the youngest child. Something about our lives will be changed for the better. We'll become meat for the master's use, better for the kingdom. To preach this precious gospel, which is the power of God to salvation, that many will believe and receive him as Savior. And oh, how we worship you and praise you. We have entered this sanctuary with thanksgiving, and we have entered it with praise. We'll depart to serve. In the name of Jesus, amen. Everybody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. You have that piece of paper, that poem. Where is mine? Poem that I wrote, and I don't know if it was 2020 or 2022, but that we wrote, and from writing this, and when Bishop asked me to teach and said, what? And Julia and I have been working on this for the camp meeting booklet. And it just came to me, this it would be a good thing. So I'm going to read the whole thing. And what I did was, with the time I had, went back and pulled scriptures to back up what it says. And I'm sure I won't get very far because there are a lot of scriptures to back up what it says. We're going to say to our young people, you are here to worship. I don't care if you're 10 or if you're 15 or if you're 5. You're here to worship. And all of us, we've got to start training our children. They enter the sanctuary to worship. I know they can be trained because I know how I was brought up. Amen. And they didn't really know a whole lot about worship, but we knew how to pay attention and be quiet. Amen. So this says, CFC called to be. And I made a copy of it so when I start doing the scriptures, you can see it. Where you see the little slash line, originally that was two lines, so I put them together to shorten it to fit the page. CFC called to be a light in the world that shines brighter than the noonday sun, full of Holy Ghost power that keeps the devil on the run, resisting his tactics and watching him flee, as demons say to each other, let's go, they are from CFC. CFC called to have the fullness of Christ in our lives, shining brighter than the noonday sun, so that others can see in us Jesus Christ, the Savior, the Holy One, who died to set all men free, whoever believes and receives him, in and receives him. And by following our words, our deed, our life, they'll be following Christ. CFC, the Lord says, many days have passed and gone, and there's serious work ahead. Many souls are calling out to me, those who are the living dead. They are waiting for you to shine the light that's brighter than the noonday sun, that Jesus light, which will point them to the S-O-N sun and set them free from the darkness of sin and the fire of hell. CFC, led by them to the Holy One, the one and only Son, to be a witness who brings them in. CFC, called to be full of Christ, the word of God, Holy Ghost fire, called to work in the vineyard this very hour, a shining light brighter than the noonday sun. CFC called to preach the gospel of salvation, to be filled with the Holy Ghost fire, to win many souls, to heal the sick, to live holy, to walk in love, to prosper, to be a rock in the weary land and a shelter in time of storm, to be like Jesus, to win souls, to pray and wait upon the Lord. CFC called to be full of Christ in our life and a light in the world of darkness, shining brighter than the noonday sun. So now say this, you repeat after me. Say, that's me. Come on with some, that's me. I'm CFC. Witness? Yes, I'm one. I live out of the love of God. That's in me. Because I'm in Christ Jesus. I shine brighter than the noonday sun. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's who we are. That's what God calls us to do. Every man, woman, boy, and girl, to work this out. So I've got to do a little differently because I'm expecting the scriptures to be on the screen. But CFC called to be. CFC called to be. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 6. And the key verse is verse 14. But I'm going to verse 17. But I'm going to start reading at verse 14. And as many of you know, we know Psalm 2:8. Didn't go back that far. But you, many of you know that from having witnessed and having told you that in 1980, the Lord gave me that scripture and said, start your own church. Come out from among them. He says, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And so what we are learning, what we are coming up to, what we are beginning to understand, that God gives revelation knowledge. And as he gives us more revelation knowledge, we find out that some of the things that we didn't have knowledge of left us in darkness. And so now we are traveling. He's called us out to be a brighter light. We're not a better light. We're just a brighter light. Because all light that comes from Jesus is bright and the same. But some people have more of an understanding of the word of God. So I'm telling you, you can't sit passively any longer. You've got to make up your mind. You have to make up your mind. I am called, say that, to be a light. And so what I do is I prepare myself to be a light. If I have these lights here, they have to be plugged into some kind of source. The bulbs, before they were put in, they had the ability to shine, but they didn't have a source. And then once they were put in, they still had the ability to shine. If the switch was not switched on, they couldn't shine. Amen? Amen. Say, I shine brighter than the noonday sun. And then 15, I'm in King James. What concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And so, you know, I can't understand a lot of time young people that come up in the church and they fall in love with Jack, never goes to church. Might go long enough just to get her, or go long enough just to get him. But he said that connection with unbelievers, then you got half saved and half unsaved. Now, the Bible tells you what to do about that. But if you know ahead of time, if I know ahead of time, I know not to go any further than this. I know not to step any further than this because I'm going to fall. I'm going to be in serious trouble. Shout hallelujah. Say, so CFC, called to be. I say, I'm CFC. And I'm called to be. And then this is what the Lord said. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And I will be 18. I'll be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord God Almighty. So CFC, we are called out. Say, I'm called out.
I'm called out.
Most of you were in church somewhere else, and God did what? Say, he called me out.
He called me out.
To come here. And we didn't go seeking you. We didn't go try to snatch you out. I hope nobody did. They might have told you the word, but God said, come out from among them. In other words, don't let people talk you off your faith.